This spring, thousands of people in Massachusetts got COVID for the first time. That includes WBUR editor Chloe Axelson's family. But with less than 2 weeks left of school, one of her second grade twins, who hadn't tested positive, decided to wage her own personal war against coronavirus. In this essay, Chloe says her 8-year-old taught her parents about what it means to navigate uncertainty with resilience.
After 2 years of bobbing and weaving and masking and vaxxing, my family finally got COVID a few weeks ago. Our 4-year-old brought it home from preschool. One of our 8-year-old twin daughters got it next. And then my husband tested positive. Somehow, the other twin and I never got sick. COVID came to visit during a particularly unsettling time in the world and our house. Our dog died a few weeks ago. My father-in-law is very ill, and I've been navigating some big changes at work. If I've learned anything during the pandemic, it's that we have control over very little, and I've mostly found peace in this idea. But amidst all this acceptance I've been trying to cultivate, stood one ferociously determined 8-year-old. She was not getting COVID, and definitely not getting it during the last 12 days of school. There were parties to attend, softball games to play, and most importantly, field day. My husband and I doubted she could avoid the virus, but we decided to let her go down fighting. She did not mess around. She double masked around the house, moved her bed sheets onto a sleeping pad in our guest room, and insisted we eat dinner outside. When the twins were younger, if one was sick, the other begged to stay home too. And on the morning my daughter was set to return to school, I saw the angst about facing the world without her sister start to creep in. But she swallowed hard and pushed it back. Nothing, not COVID, not her own fear, not her love for her twin, was getting in the way. She chose herself. I loved seeing her grow up in that moment. We blasted Taylor Swift in the car on the way to school and repeated her favorite line from Cinderella, "Have courage and be kind." As she sprinted for the front of the building, I considered she might be onto something with all this relentless fight and positivity. I could feel my own doldrums receding. That night, after school, friends were texting me, "Field day update? She gonna make it?" And when the event arrived a couple of days later, she got to play tug of war and get soaked by water balloons. You know that old adage, joy is an act of resistance? That was her. Maybe it seems unfair that amidst all the hardness of this world, I'm turning to my 8-year-old for inspiration, but she helped me remember that as much as we have to accept the many things beyond our influence, we still have agency, and there's fun to be found in forging ahead. She reminded me to just keep swimming. 'Cause you could-